Digital Radio,
92 to 95 FM,
and 810 Medium Wave,
BBC Radio Scotland.
Kensington Palace has announced that Prince Charles will walk his future daughter-in-law, Meghan Markle, down the aisle when she marries Prince Harry tomorrow. Now, our reporter David Allison is in Windsor for us this lunchtime. Over to you, David.
Okay. Hi there. Well, you'd be delighted to know that Windsor is a place where some very famous people live, including Elton John, and I'm not sure if it's the real one or not, and certainly quite a few people who have come up to him. There was one chap about 25 minutes ago from France, convinced it's Elton. A woman just came up and was joking about it. I'm not sure whether she realised it or not. But anyway, Elton, are you looking forward to this wedding?
I certainly am, yes.
And what are you going to be doing at it?
We're going to do a few of the good old songs, like your song. I hope you don't mind that I wrote that in words. How wonderful life is while you're in the world. Songs like that.
So I don't know, John, if you managed to tweet it out, but I sent you a picture of Mr. Elton here, who is actually from a lookalike agency.
And yes.
Elite Elton is your stage name, I think. That's
Susan Scott Agency.
And Kevin is your real name?
Now, Kevin's my real name, and my stage name is Elite Elton. I also perform live piano and backing tracks.
Kevin and Reginald, which is John's real name. So it's nice to have some ordinary real names in the background.
Yes.
So tell me about this. People have been coming up thinking you really are Elton John.
That's right.
Because he lives in Windsor, and he was married right here where we're
actually
standing.
Where we're standing.
So what's going on here?
Well, you know, living in Windsor, local, and like I say, being married here in Windsor, children go to school. So I thought, let's go and see the neighbours and let's say, I hope you have a good wedding tomorrow. So I thought I'll come incognito so no one knows who I am.
So just to describe, you've got the obligatory sunglasses, you've got a jacket, very embroidered jacket, you've got musical notes on the jacket, you've got a purple shirt. You've got shoes, high-heeled shoes, platform shoes with silver on the front.
My feet are killing me. Yes,
and
my heels are killing me. I know how women feel now, and they go, oh, dear.
So you get a second look, even if you didn't look quite as convincing as you do, but it's really funny seeing people walk by and people are twisting their necks to walk past.
Yeah.
So are you enjoying the atmosphere, though?
It's absolutely wonderful atmosphere. It's absolutely fantastic. There's a real buzz. So if anyone has a chance, come down here. It's going to be manic tomorrow, but it's going to be crazy.
Well, tell me about your dilemma, though. When people do come up and they think you are Elton John and you're not, what do you do? Do you put them right, or do you allow them to carry on with their little idea, their little fantasy?
Well, it's a very hard one, really. I think if they're really into it, they really, think I am, it's quite... I'd like to say that I'm not Elton John, but I think it would really disappoint them, and they're literally there just for a few seconds only, and they want the picture and they go, and I think, well, you know, maybe let them have part of their belief that it was. The only thing is, if they looked live and looked on Google, they'd find out that Elton's probably in Barcelona or somewhere, but anyway.
Well, Elton or whoever you really are, thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Well, that's about it from here. Johnny Diamond, the BBC World correspondent, is behind me, just scribbling some notes for his next broadcast. It's getting very busy. A lot more security than before. And the atmosphere is definitely ramping up.
Okay, David, thank you. David Allison live for us in Windsor this lunchtime. BBC Radio Scotland. Now we're going to talk about church.